USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn for August recess until a coronavirus relief bill materializes.
What we've seen is plenty of talk, plenty of stalling from Democratic leaders who've insisted on handling this themselves, but no significant movement toward progress.
Initial claims for unemployment benefits fell to 1.19 million last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The decline follows 2 weeks of increases in mid-July as states imposed new shutdowns. There are 31.3 million U.S. workers receiving jobless aid payments. Also happening on Capitol Hill, acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is testifying before a Senate committee regarding law enforcement deployed to protests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
The Secretary of Defense is speaking out after an explosion in Beirut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the blast in Beirut earlier this week that killed over 130 people and injured thousands more was likely an accident. That statement at the Aspen University conference was in sharp contrast with President Trump's suggestion that it was a terrorist attack. Lebanese officials say it was caused by the detonation of tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that had been confiscated from a cargo ship in 2013 and stored in a port warehouse ever since.
The Attorney General of New York is filing a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association for what they allege is self-dealings and illegal conduct. The lawsuit alleges the NRA failed to manage their funds properly and follow numerous state and federal laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As Hollywood looks to get back on its feet, many movie executives are wondering what some of the administration's tough talk regarding China will do to their relationship with China. Studios have been looking for a greater box office share in China, which right now sits at around 25%, compared to about 50% as it is in other nations. What many people don't know, though, is some of the demands that the Chinese Communist Party puts on these movie makers to get a movie into China so it can be seen in that market. I had a chance to catch up with Chris Fenton. He's an entertainment industry veteran and author of the book Feeding the Dragon. He shares some of the hoops movies have to go through to be played in China.
Where I have the big problem is when they're giving us cross-border censorship mandates, which involve us censoring content for the rest of the world to see because they want a particular narrative taken by that content and given to audiences around the world. In the Ted Cruz example, they've asked Paramount to remove the Taiwanese flag from Tom Cruise's jacket in the new Top Gun movie, not just for their market, but for all markets around the world. That, I say, has to end, and we need the leverage of the country to back Paramount and back the filmmakers and say no to that and make sure that they're not retaliated against inside China.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.